Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel Dettelbach. That was right, wasn't it? Put together songs that have to do with love. Is this going to be Ray Charles? No.
It's Etta James, isn't it?
Oh, at last. Is that right? President Obama was elected the first year.
Beyonce sang this.
This was their dance,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was
their
great.
First dance?
It was a great dance.
Great song.
Great song. Etta James. Amazing.
That's the voice of Etta James and Mr. Community. Stephen Henke's in the house.
I like these mystery songs. They're getting better.
They're with love.
Yeah, what a good theme.
Yes, Nigel Dettelbach. Isn't that pretty? I'm learning to say it better. Of course, I can't say other words. I'm bumbling words. You brought me the most beautiful poster. Seriously. I'm sure this is a gay man, but he's good looking.
Yeah, yeah. That's for our Revivals After Dark event.
When is that?
October 8th. And it's an annual event. It's our third year doing it. And it's a fundraiser, of course, for DAP Health, but also for Palm Springs Leather Pride. And we feature we get a lot of things donated to Revivals that we wouldn't sell on a normal day.
Such as
people sometimes like to, maybe they've got art or photography that's a little risque.
Oh, fun.
And they don't want it any longer and they donated it and it's nice that they do, but we don't, you know, we've got
children
in the store. And so we might not put that up on a wall. But we do sell it at this event, and we also sell a lot of leather gear for the leather community at this event. We sell magazines. We sell books that might be a more adult theme. We get a lot of art books. Well, we call it Porn Again.
Oh, how
because
cute.
It's resell adult books and magazines. You know, nothing too incendiary, but it's great fun. You know, what's fun about it is the leather community, they line up early for the event.
And they
dress it's great
in
deals.
Leather. I
and
love
some
it.
Of them, some dress in leather, but it's a real great community come together. Just fun. You know,
I've
it's,
been to the Mr. Leather
yeah,
competition.
They're great,
now
right?
Now it says You're going to have leather.
We're going to have some of the contestants for the 2021 Mr. Leather contest will be there so people can meet them. And, you know, it's a great collaboration, you know, with another nonprofit in town. Of course, the Palm Springs a Leather Order of the Desert is a nonprofit, and they do a lot of fundraising and a lot of good work and a lot of community building. And so we're happy to collaborate with them and to bring this event back for the third year in a row.
It's called Back Alley Event.
It's a Back Alley event.
That's where Revivals.
Well, you know what happened?
Started was in the back alley.
It is. But also, it was called just Revivals After Dark the first year we did it. Last year, because of the pandemic, we moved it outdoors into the back alley. But it had such a good vibe, and we like the ring of it that we're going to keep it back there.
October 8th, it should be nice.
It'll be very nice.
At 6 o'clock.
The sun will be down. Yeah, it'll be beautiful. We'll have music.
Now, is it free, darling?
Of course it's free. Yeah, of course. And like I said, it's just a lot of fun. You know, I mean, here's the thing. We can all remember seeing movies where, you know, brides or ladies would like grab things out of a rack at a filing's basement or something like that. Well, same thing, but just picture it as a group of men.
How fun.
Yeah. And it's leather jackets and such. And it's just a good, good time. Yeah.
So you're taking merchandise out of the Palm Springs Joey's Revivals.
Well, we actually hold merchandise aside, you know, throughout the year for this event. So as we get things donated, we set them up. We've got a special place in our warehouse, and we just keep adding to it until we get enough racks to have this event.
My goodness. Yeah.
And of course, it leads in. It's an official Palm Springs Leather Pride event, and it's right before that. And it also leads into the AIDS Walk, which is on October 30th.
Okay, curtain number two.
So I will say Revivals is using this. You know, I don't know if people know, but you can stop into Revivals if you can't walk, and you can make a donation to the AIDS Walk right at the cash and wrap. But this is another way that Revivals is fundraising for the AIDS Walk, because they're going to be donating the proceeds of that event to the AIDS Walk.
Exactly.
And if you can walk, though, of course, registration for this year's AIDS Walk is open at desertaidswalk.org. And it's October 30th. It's going to kick off in Ruth Hardy Park with a health and wellness festival brought to us by our friends at Walgreens. Of course, the walk is presented by Desert Care Network. And the community is going to come together again,
yes,
right, to, you know, care for people living with HIV and to end the HIV epidemic. And it's just a fun morning just to gather as community, make an impact, do some great fundraising, and then we walk through the beautiful downtown of our village of Palm Springs. And speaking of that, I can tell you our friend Nona Watson at the Chamber.
Yes.
She was so nice. She said, well, she asked, would you like to rewrap our iconic P.S. I Love You statue to promote the walk? And so, of course, you know, what a high traffic area. And that was such a great idea of hers. And so we just wrapped it this week, and it's now just for September and October. The letters have turned blue, and the heart is wrapped with the Desert AIDS Walk graphics on
it.
Right on the corner of Tockwitz and Palm Canyon, of course, in what they're calling the block outside the Rowan Palm Springs Hotel.
Yes.
So I encourage people, if you haven't heard of this, it's PS and then it's a heart and the word you, and you become the I in this statue. And so if you're in downtown Palm Springs, you stand right in the middle of those two letters and you become the I in P.S. I Love You.
Yes.
What a great, great idea.
It was over in front of Lulu's for a long time.
Well, actually, they had a different one there.
Oh, they had a different one?
Yeah, they had Love Lulu's, I think. They made their own.
You're right. Yep, P.S. I Love Lulu's. Yep, you're right.
They made their own. Yeah, that was a great sign too. Very clever.
That's the block you're talking about.
Yeah, the block is what they call outside the Rowan, between the Rowan and our Starbucks, where they've got that great pedestrian mall. They're calling that the block.
That's the block.
Yep.
Okay. Because Maryland's in that vicinity.
Maryland's
and the
there.
Babies
the babies
are in that vicinity.
The great Isabel statue. So
and
much
what do
you public
call
art.
The upside down car? What is that
I believe
called?
It's called Time Stands. Oh, I don't want to call it the wrong thing.
I don't want
to offend
the
artist,
the
but it's
museum.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
It is pretty cool.
I said it to my grandson. I said, have you been driving? Okay,
yeah,
curtain
so
number
much to
one,
do. So much to do.
Revivals After Dark on the 8th of October.
Do you want to talk about this weekend's Labor Day sale at Revivals?
Curtain number two is the AIDS Walk on the 30th. Curtain number three is...
So it's the Labor Day weekend sale at Revivals,
boy.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 30% off everything in the store. Everything
in the store.
Everything that's resale, everything that's brand new.
I don't even know how to write that. 30% off.
Everything.
In every store?
Every store. Every department. 30% off. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah, because no, you don't have to wonder, is this on sale? Yeah, is it in the store? Yes. It's on sale, 30% off. So, Revival's in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Palm Desert, and Indio.
So, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Monday.
Really want to encourage people, you got the time on this weekend, to take a drive out to Indio, to the corner of Monroe and Highway 111.
I
got to
see that store.
Come see the new Revival store.
Tell me what restaurant is near it. That'll make me happy.
What? Oh, well, the restaurant that I like, and I don't remember the name of it, but right in the same strip mall, it's a pho restaurant. So you can get that great pho soup and such good food, and it's not expensive. Yeah, I love it. It's so good. But come out and see it.
I
want to see that. I'll tell you, if you're a treasure hunter, not all the treasure hunters have found that store yet. So great, great resale furniture at ridiculously low prices. And of course, this weekend, 30% off.
Highway 111. Starts at Joey's Revivals in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Goes to Cathedral City. Goes to Palm Desert. Goes to Indio. All on Highway 111.
So much fun. I still want
you to get a frequent shopper card.
I know. We're going to.
For Highway 111.
Yeah. And we may have to add your autograph to it because you've been telling us that for a long time. But yeah, this is the weekend. If you've never been to Revivals or if you've never been to Revivals in Indio, it's time to go because these deals are incredible.
Okay. You and I had a fabulous dinner the other night.
We did.
Did you see your picture with the chocolate cake?
Yes, I need to think about before I let you take pictures of me with
chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. Although I'm glad that you put it in your email sort of sideways so people can't really, and you stretched me a little bit so I look a little thinner.
You look fine.
I'm happy, gorgeous. Happy as a chocolate clam in that picture.
Chocolate cake.
That chocolate cake was amazing. Maybe the best chocolate cake in town. Maybe.
And it might be flourless or something.
No, it's
special.
Not. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in flourless food or sugar-free food or gluten.
I don't believe in it. But the French vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, you told me and you were right. It was great.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it was great. Everything about that meal, and the best thing about the meal though was my company.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we had so much fun talking and catching up.
Gossiped about everything and everybody. And
you know, people don't think about Elmer's, I think, sometimes as an evening restaurant, but boy, they have a great dinner.
My prime rib, what did you have? Oh.
I just had a sandwich. I had the Reuben sandwich, and I will say it was in the top two Reuben sandwiches in town. Spencer's restaurant, I think, has a really great Reuben. Mm-hmm. But this maybe, I don't know if this or Spencer's is the better one. Both excellent.
And I'll put that prime rib, slow roasted, it's aged, it's rock salt.
Yeah.
It's $20 and change, and it's 8 ounces.
It looked amazing.
Was it stunning?
It was a lot of food.
I ate a third of it.
Yeah.
I get 3 meals.
You know, restaurants are becoming so expensive in Palm Springs. I mean, so expensive where you have to spend like $50, $70, $80
a person.
And that's not how real people live. I'm sorry.
Especially now.
And it's not how real people live.
78 weeks in a pandemic.
No.
Thank
you very much. You should be able to go out and have a nice meal for $20, $30, whatever the case might be.
When my kids were growing up, the numbers would be different, of course. But I gave them budgets.
Yeah.
When they were learning to read. And my grandchildren, too.
Yeah.
And I'd say, you know, Aaliyah, you can spend $20 for your dinner, your appetizer, figure it out.
Yep.
And that's good training for them.
Yeah. No, listen, I know everybody's got to make a living and business is business, but I do appreciate a restaurant with great food at reasonable price points.
And isn't the service nice?
And the service was nice. They were very kind. You know, that's Elmer's. Billy Reed's up on the north has a similar experience, also very
Billy
affordable.
Reed's.
Don't forget
Billy
about
Reed's.
That. And there's a few of them still left here. Not very many, but a few.
We count on you to report them, Mr. Community.
Yeah. Well, I do go to the more, I would call them special occasion restaurants too. Like I love going to Bar Cecil, which I call, that to me is special occasion.
Been to that one yet.
It's amazing. It's
on my way home.
Some of the best food in town, priced accordingly, but who cares? Because I went with a friend and our vegetables were so exciting. And she said, when was the last time you had vegetables and you were as excited about them as you were about the main course? Never.
Never.
Right?
I had a minister who taught me he used to say, I did not work my way to the top of the food chain to eat vegetables.
Boy, you will at Bar Cecil. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true. You know, I'm not a vegetable person, but I just kept eating it. I just was like, this
I
is
like
too good not
like
to eat.
Asparagus, Brussels sprouts, oh, then broccoli, you've got artichokes. Yeah, is an artichoke a vegetable? Or is it a fruit?
Who knows? Somebody Google it at home and then call you,
call.
Right? But we'll go sometime because it is fun. It's fun.
Yes.
So yeah, there's so much, but you know, listen, everyone doing business in Palm Springs, you know, mazel, they're doing great work and the food's terrific.
So recap.
Yeah.
Curtain number one is Revivals After Dark. When is that again?
October 8th. And
is it free?
And it's free, and we'll remind you on Facebook, and you'll see posters around town. But yeah, that's great, great event for the leather community.
Curtain number two is the AIDS Walk. When is that?
October 30th, and it is pet and family friendly, so everyone's encouraged to come out for that
and sometimes
reconnect.
People wear costumes.
I think this year we're going to see some costumes, being that it's the
so
day before
too.
Halloween. I think we will.
I can remember Dottie and Maud.
Sure.
LaDame's.
Sure.
Always wore costumes when they walked in
Why
the
not?
AIDS Walk.
Why not? Life is short.
Yes, and curtain number three is the Labor Day. Say it again.
Everything is 30% off at Revivals this Saturday, Sunday, and
everything
Monday.
Everything at every store.
At every store in every department.
I'm going.
Do come.
And remember,
I'm going to go.
Pals, every store has different merchandise.
Yeah. So drive out to Indio. You guys, you have to see the Indio store. It's just a beautiful store.
And then curtain number four is our report on Elmer's and Bar Cecil.
Boy, well, let's just leave it at Elmer's because that chocolate cake, wow.
He did eat dinner first. I always said to my kids, you can eat dessert first if you'll eat all your dinner. So when my children had their children, I started the same thing and my kids stopped me.
I always want to be a gentleman and not finish my meal. You know how they tell you to leave something on your plate? But that food was too good. I just couldn't do it.
You ate everything on your
plate. I did eat everything on my plate. I couldn't help it.
DAPhealth.org.
Yes.
Revivalsstores.com.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Community. Here comes the last installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is operating 7 days a week, and walk-in tickets are now available. Check it all out at pstramway.com. Palm Springs Art Museum is open Thursday through Sunday. Tickets must be secured in advance at psmuseum.org. There are 5 exhibitions currently on view, including one featuring monumental drawings by artist Robert Longo. The Architecture and Design Center will reopen in September with the exhibition The Modern Chair. The outdoor Faye Sawakowski Sculpture Garden in Palm Desert is now open to the public every day from sunrise to sunset. Check it all out at psmuseum.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters says, due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs Cultural Center is reinstituting its mask policy. All attendees, regardless of vaccination status, are required to socially distance and mask up. We would also like to note we have invested in 2 new aerosol guns, which we will be using between screenings to sanitize the theater. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org.
Joey pals, if you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.